Yo, today's QOD is after problem comes no problem. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. Thanks so much for tuning into our Finance Friday episode where we talk about all things money mindset. We've got T. Harv Eker on the show today. Today, Harv is going to talk about the realities of the market. Because historically, when the market goes down, you know what happens? It always comes back up. Harv Eker's coming up.
So let's start to learn some of the ways of the wealthy warrior. Now, even though we're going to reference what's going on in today's economy quite a bit, the principles are essential in any economy and in other parts of your life too. Yes? And this way you can use them for what? Forever. Good. All right, let's begin with the first one here. Realistically optimistic. What do I mean by that? The wealthy warrior takes what is real. Real events, real facts, real results, and uses real information to determine their position right now and their strategy for the future. They don't make up catastrophic stories about what could happen. They don't listen to the media's catastrophic stories about what could happen. Understand? They use what is real right now. So, let's talk about the word optimistic. That word, actually, if you look it up, comes from the root word of optimize. What's the word, please? Optimize. Would you like to know the definition of optimize in the dictionary?
Yes.
It says this, optimize, to find the best possible solution to a problem. So, when you are optimistic, what are you doing? You are viewing things in the most optimal way for success. That's all optimistic is. So let's talk a little bit about this economy. Will it come back?
Yes.
In my world, absolutely yes. See, the fact is, as we said earlier, everything is energy. And all energy travels in frequencies and vibration. All energy. Some energy or all energy?
All.
Thank you. All energy. In short, what goes up must come. And what goes down must come eventually. Yes or yes? And this happens in every single area of your life, doesn't it? Doesn't it happen in your business?
Yes.
You have good times, you have not so good times. Good weeks, not so good week. Good day, not so good day. Doesn't it happen at your work?
Yes.
Doesn't it happen sometimes by the hour?
Yes.
Doesn't it happen in your moods?
Yes.
Doesn't it happen in your relationships?
Yes.
It happens all the time, everywhere. It must. Because that's what energy looks like. So this has happened since the beginning of financial history. You've seen this before. This is not new. This is not new at all. Here's the interesting thing, though. Up and down, that's how it goes. What's funny is this. Every single time it goes up, people what? Jump on the bandwagon thinking it's always gonna go up. Duh. And every single time it goes down, people jump on what? The bandwagon thinking it's always going to go what? Down. And notice every single time the same words are used. Yeah, but this time it's different. Those words are used every time. Now, the reason it might be going up or down might be different, but the pattern and the energy is always the same. It has to be. It's always the same. So, after an upswing comes a what? Downswing. After a downswing comes a what? After an upswing comes a what? After a downswing comes a what? Okay. Raise your hand if you heard of a gentleman by the name of Warren Buffett. one of the richest men in the world, if not the, and one of the best investors in the world. He says this. He says, when everyone is fearful, that's when you should be greedy. And when everyone is greedy, that's when you should be what? Fearful. What does he mean? He means after up comes what? Down. And after down comes what? Up. Here's a million-dollar secret I learned from a very rich man. And this man's investment strategy has always been to purchase real estate in places that have experienced some kind of problem, like a factory closing or a natural disaster. It's interesting, I use this example, and you're the only ones, except for where I'm at tomorrow night, that know where this is, because I've been in the States talking about this for a little while. And I say to people, do you know where Kelowna, British Columbia is? And they go, no. And I have to explain to them where it is. But you know where it is, yes or yes. Yes? Now, it wasn't very long ago that they had some serious fires, did they not? Well, this associate of mine, a friend of mine, went in there, and you know what happened to real estate right after those fires? It actually dropped 30%. He went in there, he bought not millions, not tens of millions, but hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate with himself and his funds that he works with, his investors. Good or good? Not only in 1 year did it go right back up to where it was in the 1 year, if you remember, 20% higher than it ever was. He made 50% in a single year in real estate. That's pretty good. Not on tens of millions, but hundreds of millions of dollars. And his motto that he's lived by for over 35 years that I've known him is this motto. Would you like to know what his motto is? After problem comes what? Now, isn't that the way life is? Again, look at your day. Look at your situation. Look at your relationships. You have a fight, you make up usually. You don't feel well, you're sick. The next few days, you do feel a little better. It's not a science, not every single time. But for the most part, you can count on after problem comes what?
No problem.
And you can get rich, really rich with that motto. Is that a good thing to know? Good job. So, will the economy go back up?
Yes.
Well, based on the entire history of the universe, I'd say so. When? Eventually. Maybe sooner or later. Could be 1 year, could be 3 years. How high? Well, possibly close to where it was or higher. Why? Why would I say that?
Because that's the history of the world. It always seems to go where it was or a bit higher.
Is that the way it's been? Why is that? Because as I said earlier, because people are followers, are they not? So when it goes up, what do people think? It's always going to go what? And so then they start to spend and then they start to buy and then they start to invest and it goes up. Yes or yes? All right, very good. So turn to somebody, give them a high five and say, you're awesome.
That was T. Harv Eker. His website is harvecker.com. You can check out today's entire talk on an audio program. You can find it at audible.com. I highly recommend it. I've listened to it many times. It is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind in Turbulent Times. That is it for me. You have an incredible weekend, and I will see you on Monday. I am out. Peace.